You may have heard the term Vedic meditation thrown around in conversations before. You might also hear it called mindfulness meditation, even transcendental meditation. It has millions of practitioners worldwide. And if you're wondering what the fuss is about, well, Tim Brown is one of Australia's most experienced Vedic meditation teachers, 17 years of experience, in fact. Tim, a very good morning.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, where did the practice of Vedic meditation originate?
Originates from India over 5,000 years ago, and in fact it was a householder technique. Many people think that meditation is about heading for the hills, but in fact meditation was cognized and practiced by people in society for many thousands of years in India.
So it was just for the home?
Absolutely, for people in households with the pressures of day-to-day living, family and friends and careers.
Now, some people have said that kind of the appeal of Vedic meditation is that it is a very simple technique. Is this true?
Ridiculously simple, actually, when you know how to do it. It's a bit like riding a bike. You know, you need someone to hold the bike. You need someone to give you good instruction. And with good instruction and someone assisting you, it's not a difficult thing at all.
Now, I know it's kind of had a bit of a boom, as far as I can tell, recently. Do you think we're just... It's a modern world. It's a modern world full of stress. Are we looking for a new way of kind of getting on top of how we run our lives?
Absolutely. I was watching a TED talk the other day, and it was saying the top leading scientist, neuroscientist, was saying that someone living in a city anywhere in 2017 is exposed to the same levels of stimulation in one day that someone 200 years ago would have been exposed to in their whole lifetime. So it's a very demanding life that we live these days.
So what is it about Vedic meditation that allows such kind of mental clarity?
It's just a very simple little technique. We use a mantra and it allows the mind to settle into very deep states of quietness. 20 minutes meditation is actually equivalent to 3 to 4 hours sleep. So it gives deep rest and relaxation to both the mind and the body.
And is that the goal, just kind of taking that time out and thinking, all right, or not thinking, I guess?
Well, yeah, it's about hitting the pressure valve on a daily basis, because the process of, you know, a holiday a couple of times a year just isn't doing the trick. We're not getting enough rest in that to process the demanding lives that we're living.
Look, another term that gets bandied around a lot is mindfulness. Now, some people say that that is a very different thing to meditation.
Mindfulness is really a byproduct of meditation. So the whole point of meditation is to find quietness in the mind and then be able to be mindful after. But most people, you can't control your mind to be mindful. It's not possible.
That's interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, when you come out of meditation, what we tend to find is we're more present. You know, you hear a lot about people wanting to be mindful or being present or being in the now. You can't try and make yourself be that, but it's a byproduct of meditation. When you come out of meditation, you find yourself more in the present, in the now, and spontaneously more mindful.
It sounds a bit like the old joke about don't think about bears.
That's right. Yeah, don't think about the pink elephant. Exactly right, Nick.
So meditation, do you think some people would say to me right now, I don't have 20 minutes. I'm too stressed and I'm too busy.
Yeah. And that person should meditate for an hour, not 20 minutes. I think that's the old adage, isn't it?
I think that is that. Yeah. So, I mean, do you think there would be genuine kind of mental clarity benefits for people if they could just incorporate this a bit more in their lives?
Absolutely. That's the experience of the 4,000 people that I've taught to meditate in Sydney over the last 17 years. And I teach kids. I teach kids at 5 years of age. Mums, dads, kids, corporates, creatives. I spent a bit of time teaching down at Long Bay Jail, elite sports, and everybody that practices finds that they think more clearly, they've got more creativity, more energy, feel more happy generally, and it doesn't take much. And you can do it on a bus, on a train, on the plane, in the car. Make sure you pull over before you close your eyes.
Please do.
You know, this is something that could be done anywhere. You don't have to sit and, cross your legs and all that stuff. That's not necessary.
The Long Bay stuff interests me. I've never heard of anyone teaching meditation for incarcerated people before.
Interestingly enough, back in Vedic days, 5,000 years ago, if you were sent to jail, you practiced meditation and yoga to rehabilitate. That's what you did. It's an extraordinary thing. And the inmates that I've taught, it's been incredibly beneficial for their rehabilitation process.
And I imagine just a welcome respite from their day-to-day, really quite stressful situation, more so than I can imagine.
Absolutely. It's an extraordinary thing. They can sit and meditate and process that stressful experience, and also develop themselves inside of that environment. They can actually come out, you know, better people. It's absolutely doable.
Now, Tim, if people are interested, have you got a site people can go to and have a bit of a look at?
Yeah, my website is timbrownmeditation.com.
We'll make sure there's a link up to that on this story on 2SER.com. Tim, thank you very much for your time this morning.
A real pleasure, Nick.
Thank you. That was Vedic meditation teacher Tim Brown. I am fascinated by the idea of meditation being taught in Long Bay Jail. And also the idea that meditation and yoga was a practice of rehabilitation after crime way back in the many thousands of years ago.